The following podcast is scheduled for one fall from the home of Cape Championship Wrestling. This is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
A mystery challenger is heading to TNA. It's Cody Rhodes. Spoiler alert, it's Cody Rhodes. But that's one of the topics we're going to talk about tonight here on Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Thank you once again for tuning in to the Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. I am your host. With me, as always, Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Ali Abear.
Hello.
Asa Gray, the five-star man.
Five.
And we got a special treat for you guys tonight. I'm so glad you're here to join us. Here's what we're doing. This Saturday is the Cape Championship Wrestling's Best of the Best show. We are based in Cape Girardeau. This is our hometown. We're super excited. We're going to do a preview show for that. So we're doing a split show, 30 minutes for our national news, 30 minutes dedicated to Cape Championship Wrestling. If you're listening to this right now, this is the first upload. We're going to have the Cape Championship Wrestling episode up in the morning. So tonight is regular Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Part two will be in the morning, midday, somewhere around that. And it's going to be Cape Championship Wrestling entirely devoted to it. So we hope you listen to both. But if you're coming for just the national stuff, the big news around the world, let's dive right into it. And first things first, Asa, I'm excited. Big news. Rhodes is going to TNA. That's right. Brandi Rhodes is going to TNA. And I'm so excited because I love Brandi Rhodes.
No, she's awesome. Like,
I've said forever that she was the prettiest girl in WWE. And that's, first off, qualifier. That doesn't necessarily mean that that's what makes her good. But just the fact that they had someone who was so attractive and didn't do anything with her.
Mm-hmm.
Shocks me.
Well, and I don't know. I honestly don't know if she's actually trained to be a wrestler.
I don't think she is.
I think she's just an announcer, but she always did so good. Like, every event that she worked, like, she was always.
She has a really good voice.
She was the ring announcer, right?
For NXT for the while, yeah. She was NXT, and then I think she also did some main roster stuff as well.
She did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember her being on the main shows doing it when Lillian Garcia left, especially. Yep.
She just has a really, really good voice.
And she's gorgeous. Yeah, she's the most drop dead gorgeous in WWE. Like, again, I don't want to be chauvinistic, but she had the prettiest eyes, I think, in the entire Federation. The fact that they didn't have her on TV 24/7 shocked me. So I think TNA got a major coup by getting her. And not only that, but then, Asa, there was a video today.
Yeah, TNA Impact showed they had a little teaser of so last time they did this kind of thing, it was for Damian Sandow, now Aaron Rex. But they flat out basically, they totally gave it away with the hallelujah music.
Yeah.
So it was no surprise. This one, they actually kind of, they show just real brief glimpses of like a hand with a ring, straightening a tie. But you don't actually see the face, and it says all roads lead to Impact. But it's just R-O-A-D-S. Which kind of ties into what we talked about a few weeks ago, because
the name,
is Cody Rhodes, is Brandi, like, are the Rhodes going to be able to use that name on TV? So
TNA's already announced that Brandi Rhodes has signed. Yeah, they said Brandi Rhodes.
Yeah, TMZ got, but she never worked as Brandi Rhodes.
Right. She was always Eden Styles. But what's funny about that is that, I mean, if they can use would they dare use the Rhodes name with her, but not with Cody?
Well, the running theory is that he'll just be Cody.
And by association with
her. And then Brandi Rhodes.
You can put two and two together.
So, honestly, like, I could almost see them trying to do, like, introducing Cody and Brandi Rhodes.
Right. Finding a way to just get it through enough without getting in trouble.
Yeah. But it's not confirmed. Someone on Reddit did do a screen grab of the hand with the ring, and there was a little tattoo under the ring, and then they showed a picture of him when showing off the dream tattoo. And he had that tattoo on his finger. So it probably is Cody. Dalton was super bummed about him going to TNA.
I thought it was Hulk Hogan.
No. They're being saved now. Thank you, Based Corrigan. I'm optimistic. I think TNA has been doing a much better job recently than they are notoriously been doing. Dixie's out. Billy's in.
Well, Billy's sort of in.
Kind of in. He's in the process of buying it.
There's still doomsday rumors, as there always are with TNA.
Right.
Not only that, but the rumor is, and you said this was discredited, this is disproven, that Vince McMahon put an offer on the table for TNA.
But he didn't.
But I could see him doing that, especially for the right price, for that tape library by itself.
Yeah, and that's really the only thing I think he would want with it.
Clearly he would shut down TNA, just like he shut down WCW, he shut down ECW eventually. But the tape library I could see being very important, because imagine how much AJ Styles,
Sting, Kurt Angle,
Ric Flair, Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
Like so much stuff that they did that you can now show on the network. I could definitely see him putting an offer in. And I think if Corgan doesn't do it, I think that is a very real thing that could happen.
It could, but
I hope not.
Yeah. Because I'd much rather see TNA continue to grow. Under this new leadership, because like I said, you know, Lashley has been doing just more amazing things than anyone would have given him credit for.
He's in the best battle.
You've got EC3, you've got Drew Galloway, you've got
Tyrus.
I love Tyrus. I'll give him credit. He's done a lot better. You have the Broken Hardys, you have Decay. Their knockouts division isn't as strong as it was.
Yeah.
I would almost say that for the first time in a really long time, the WWE women's division is stronger.
I agree with that.
Than the TNA's women's division.
Clearly Brandi Rhodes isn't going to probably not wrestle.
Right.
But they did welcome her to the knockout division, so she will probably have something to do with it, much the way that Brooke Hogan did. And I'm not saying that she did a good job, but just that when Hogan signed and Brooke came in, she was involved with the knockouts leader.
Yeah, I could kind of see her
She was like an assistant manager to the Divas or Knockouts division.
I could see her kind of being a foil to a Maria.
Yeah.
Because she's now the head of the knockouts division.
Of course.
TNA has so much going for it right now. And yeah, there's still some missteps happening, but.
And like whenever I say I'm disappointed in Cody Rhodes signing with TNA, it's not that I'm slamming TNA. It's more or less I'm saying there's better places he could go that may not be able to give him as much money. Like, I would much rather see Cody Rhodes tour Japan or even work with Ring of Honor for an extended period of time. And it sounds like a slight at TNA, but I would be more interested if he was against people that I actually wanted to see him wrestle more. Like, I would much rather see him in Japan or in Ring of Honor.
Well, and he still has independent dates. Like, he still has dates with ROH, he still has dates with, so it looks like
they're being very lenient with him.
Yeah.
But I think him being in TNA is great. It's gonna help TNA. Like, I think it's a, no offense to Damian Sandow, what is his actual name?
Aaron Stevens, yeah.
No offense to Aaron Rex, we'll say. But I think Cody Rhodes is the bigger name, and it's a better signing, because Cody Rhodes, super underutilized, one of the greats possible, but never really got the chance to shine. And when he did get the chance to shine, they put him in the makeup way longer than he should have been.
I feel like you could say the same thing about Damian Sandow. Like, he, especially once he kind of had broken away from the
intellectual savior.
Savior of the masses, yeah. Like, you.
Which they immediately kind of put him back into in TNA.
Not really. Because
they gave him the music, but.
They gave him that weird, that weird rock version of the Hallelujah, but I don't know. His in-ring debut is either tomorrow night or last. I think his in-ring debut is tomorrow night.
Important thing to note is that TNA is taped through Bound for Glory, I think.
It's live.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Because I read
TNA
that
switched to being live.
It's going to be right now they're still running through tapes, I'm pretty sure. Because the article I read said that they're taped through, I want to say Bound for Glory, but it might be a different one. And that if Cody Rhodes does debut, it's going to be via video. Not
like
live.
Video package?
Yeah.
I mean,
which I don't think is a good idea, unless they're going to tease him. If they're going to tease him for a while and then bring him in live, that's a better idea to me. But I am not the face that runs the place. I'm the face that runs this place.
They had the face that runs the place, and then they
decided he wasn't worth the money.
And all right, so with the whole Damian Sandow versus Cody Rhodes should have been at least a world champion whenever the brand split was going on. Like, Cody should have been a champion on the head champion on one of those shows, because his Intercontinental title reigns were amazing.
Well, Cody Rhodes himself was amazing, and I didn't like him when I first saw him. I thought he was the weaker of the two brothers compared to Dustin.
Well,
because Goldust was so good. But Cody Rhodes really came into his own, and I think could be better as a mainstream wrestler, especially in this new era of wrestlers.
Yeah.
Because Cody Rhodes is, I mean, let's just be honest, good looking guy. Great wrestler.
Very much true.
Gorgeous wife.
That's right.
He could be like a very Miz-style wrestler. Allie, who is more attractive, The Miz or Cody Rhodes?
Well, Honestly, because the only time that I've been able to see Cody Rhodes wrestle, he's been
Stardust. Yeah.
And so I don't have, whenever you say Cody Rhodes, I see Stardust. That's just because of my,
okay, who's
when
more
I started
attractive?
Watching.
Stardust or The Miz?
I mean, Stardust. He has the cosmic key to my heart.
Aww. That was so sweet.
All right. Homework for Allie. This week you have to watch.
You have to look up Cody Rhodes.
That
but
and
not too much.
Preferably with shirts on.
Yes.
Monday Night Raw, 2014, October 13th, his match with The Shield.
And how do you expect her to do this?
On the WWE Network.
She doesn't have the network.
You do.
I have a CNN update. I'm so sorry. I stick with the news and my CNN just updated. Okay, so Cody possibly ate. So did you get verification on that?
No, yeah, it does look like they taped all the way through. And I really thought they went live.
Is it Bound for Glory?
I think.
Yeah, they're taped through October.
Did they go live?
Or, well, what's it? I missed that date. September 8th to September 28th. And the Bound for Glory card is set. So yeah, it could be video. It could be a tease of a video package.
I hope it's a tease. If it's a full reveal for Cody Rhodes, I think that would be a mistake.
It could just be the video, like, okay, tomorrow it starts, but they're going to do a video. I don't know. See, I also don't really like a video teasing a video of like teasing and like if he debuts at Bound for Glory.
But you also don't want a Cody Rhodes live reveal with no crowd reaction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like, hey, Cody's coming. Cool.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's weird, but I think he'll do well. I think TNA is really at the cusp of being able to totally rebrand themselves. And honestly, like, I'm totally biased because I have loved Cody Rhodes for so long. Like,
yes.
If you want a guy to build a company around, now that you've driven out all of your homegrown guys, he's definitely the kind of guy that you could. Between him, Drew Galloway, Aaron Rex.
You mean all
Lashley,
the guys WWE passed on?
Right. Like, and while, you know, it really should be guys like AJ Styles and Christopher Daniels that Dixie drove away, you know, Billy Corgan really has a chance to take what WWE so foolishly let go and kind of show them.
Right.
The video or the picture of AJ Styles holding the WWE Championship and TJ Perkins having Triple H put the Cruiserweight Championship belt around him. And then the third picture being Dixie just crying.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Like, they could do the same thing.
Yeah. I have a picture of Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes,
title.
Aaron Rex, Drew Galloway. Yeah.
We have more good news, too. Yes. We're going to pay attention to the Cody Rhodes thing, see how that goes. Luke Harper is cleared to return.
Yes, allegedly. He got cleared by, because this is on like Wrestle Sheets.
Allie looked
or something.
Excited when I said that. And you should be.
This. Yeah, this is yeah. The first time I've heard this.
Because Luke Harper is the best Wyatt that's not a Wyatt.
I mean, yeah, he was like, because I know you love Luke Harper.
I also love Luke Harper,
but Bray Wyatt, despite how he's been just atrociously handled in general, he's right. Still my favorite of the Wyatt family.
We really don't have time to cover the Raw SmackDown show because we're only doing 30 minutes on this.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just real quick. I absolutely hated Bray Wyatt on SmackDown when he cut the promo on Randy Orton saying, you're a man could die. I'm a god. Gods never die.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. I hate it. And they've made me hate Bray Wyatt again because they've done the same thing they did with him before, mm-hmm. where you have him preach about how amazing
new
he is.
New face of fear.
To lose.
The
constantly.
New god of fear. Yeah. And
it's
then
terrible.
Just to lose is bad.
What a terrible, terrible, terrible booking they've done with him. And when they do such a good job on SmackDown, because they've done a really good job on SmackDown to so poorly book Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
It's awful. I'm hoping Luke Harper comes back and I don't know. I'd be fine.
You know, what I want is the Reapers versus American Alpha in a never-ending tag team series.
Put them back, well, like what they did with the Usos
oh,
a year ago?
No, that was 2 years ago. And
yes, but yeah, also don't. That, because those matches were amazing.
Yeah, they were, the never-ending world, tag team world tour.
Yeah. But no, so I was really kind of hoping that he was going to show up last night because he was cleared last week.
Is he on Raw or SmackDown?
He wasn't drafted.
He wasn't drafted, yeah.
So he could go. It could go either way. I mean, if they put him on Raw, give him a strong singles push. Love it. Put him on SmackDown.
Put him back with Wyatt.
I would love that. Put him tag with Eric Rowan.
Maybe the three of them can beat Randy Orton.
Maybe.
Oh. Unless they get a new guy named Brock Wyatt.
Unless Randy Orton hits two moves again and wins the match.
Brock Wyatt would be the greatest. Just shave his head bald like Rowan, but let him grow the beard out. Lesnar would look sick.
Lesnar already looks sick. Someone needs to put him down.
Yeah.
Guess who else got cleared? Emma.
Yeah. But apparently she's been cleared for weeks.
The Emolution
mm-hmm.
will continue. And by the way, you remember earlier I said, well, Brandi Rhodes is gorgeous, and who's more gorgeous, Brandi Rhodes or Cody Rhodes? I could ask this too. Who's more gorgeous, Emma or Zack Ryder? Because have you seen pictures of Zack Ryder? I subscribe to his Instagram.
I've seen him wrestle.
Yeah, but I don't think it does him justice, because when he posts pictures of him just shirtless, I'm like, Jesus Christ, Zack Ryder. You got a license for those guns?
You should tweet him.
Austin, or Xavier,
you won't need a permit soon for them.
Xavier Woods did a video on Hot Pepper Gaming again, because the guy who voices Sonic also did three peppers in a video. So he did four at VidCon, but he did like the victory pose posing.
Oh, yeah.
His arms are bigger than I am.
Yeah, his arms are jacked. It's, and Zack Ryder's the same way. Like, when I see pictures of him, it's so much bigger than he is on camera. I don't know why. Also, Emma is just drop-dead gorgeous.
It's all about her.
It's all about both of them. I want to see those babies.
So I really kind of wanted... I was really kind of hoping, now that Dana Brooke got paired with Charlotte, I was really kind of hoping they would put Emma on SmackDown, even though Raw really needs more... people
other than those four.
And apparently she was working, she was the special referee in a tag match between, at a house show between Charlotte, Dana, and Sasha Bailey. So she's back on the, looks like she's on the Raw tour, so she more than likely will debut there.
I'll just be happy to see her again, because I didn't like Emma when she first came up. I didn't like the Australian goofball who danced with the bubbles.
I like that fine, except they immediately put her with Santino.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And I never really liked...
I never got to see her in TNA, or I'm sorry, NXT doing that.
She was super over in NXT. And the thing of it is it was like, she was a heel at first, and then everybody, and then it was the NXT crowd before everybody really knew what it was. She was a heel with that stupid gimmick, and then, she started doing the dance to the ring with that just amazing song. And then the crowd started doing it, because it's NXT crowd.
Well, so yeah,
that, and then that's what got her over, was that dance.
That NXT crowd. I mean, they also got Adam Rose over with the Exotic Express.
Yeah,
they got
no, that song got Adam Rose over, but then he couldn't use it more than once.
Bailey,
so they had to change it
with the hugging and stuff like that. The NXT crowd will put over the weirdest things. No Way Jose.
Yeah,
and then when they go to Raw, it's like they either the crowd's different or they just don't know how to book them anymore.
That was
both.
Yeah, it's a problem.
It's yes.
Well, that was my biggest thing with like Enzo and Cass coming up. I was just like, oh, I hope people know that they have to do that opening shtick or else it's not as fun.
Right.
Yeah, like, cause, I mean, even at the Cape show before they were a big thing.
Who's Souft?
Oh, yeah, cause Asa and I were the only people. Now everybody will do it, but back then it was just Asa and myself.
I mean, honestly, it's like a modern day Road Dogg and Billy Gunn.
Yeah.
When they would do their intro.
And you can, and you can do that fantasy matchup.
Darn, darn.
In about a month.
Darn, darn.
Whenever WWE 2K17 comes out.
Yeah!
That makes me so happy.
All right. Well, it's not just about coming back. We also got a retirement, which should have happened 20 years ago.
Yeah, in 1997.
It has, honestly.
Terry Funk is announced his retirement. And you gave me the notes for the show. You did the research on it. And I put little check marks next to the one I knew and I could talk about off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then Terry Funk retires, I put a question mark. Not because I don't know the exacts of it, but I don't believe it.
Oh, no. And it's one of those things. It's like one of the first comments on the page was, oh, Terry Funk announced his retirement. Looks like we got 7 more weeks of summer. But
see,
no,
Allie,
so...
The is he a beaver? What is he?
Groundhog.
Groundhog.
Damn it.
It's called Groundhog's Day.
I don't remember.
So Terry Funk had hernia surgery on the 12th. And the doctors told him, because, and he's 72.
Yeah.
Terry Funk is 72 years old, had hernia surgery on September 12th. At 4 a.m. on September 16th, he got on a plane, flew to Pennsylvania.
Didn't sleep.
Then drove to Philadelphia, where he got in at 4 a.m. and then went to Tommy Dreamer's House of Hardcore show for his appearance. He got in the ring and kind of, and the thing that he said that was actually like kind of,
because he was supposed to wrestle, didn't wrestle.
He wasn't supposed to wrestle. He was going to be in Tommy Dreamer's corner.
But he just gave a speech and left,
yeah,
right?
Okay. Because, and one of the things that he said was, I don't want to leave this ring. This is going to get drawn out because it might be, it'll probably be my last time leaving a ring. It's just like, you're Chainsaw Charlie. But
he's done that so many times, though. It's so hard to believe when he says that. The fact that he's 72 and he just had surgery. I mean,
and then,
at some point you have to hang up the boots.
And there was a lot of really, like, people were like really concerned about his health because, he skipped the actual appearance that he was supposed to do after the, his talking segment and he went home. And like, I think even his daughter kind of jokingly texted him like, so are you dead? But he's not. He's home, and he's just kind of, they're like, oh, he had an exhausting weekend. It's like, yeah, because you're 4 days out of hernia surgery, and they told you to be you're on bed rest for like a month. And he was like, no, I got to get on a plane and then drive.
He's old man Cena.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They're like, you're not wrong, except maybe without that healing factor.
But Terry Funk is one of those guys that he's a legend. He deserves to retire.
100%.
Like Ric Flair. When Ric Flair had his retirement match on Raw, one of the best moments in wrestling history.
WrestleMania.
His retirement.
But his Raw was
his retirement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, yeah, he had the match against Shawn Michaels at Mania.
I was about to say, I was like, I really hope he didn't think that match happened on Raw.
No. That, he had the match against Michaels at Mania, which was a classic. You know, I
great
mean,
match.
For what it was.
That
it
whole
was
run.
Classic, yeah.
I mean, it was still a great match. Like,
oh yeah, no, that whole run where like he was like next match
like, if
he was fired.
If you put it up against like the cruiserweight 4-way on Raw, like, what? It's different things, but
The drama, the storyline was
the
in the match.
The storytelling
in
it was unparalleled.
And then he had the great moment on Raw where he retired and everyone came out and said goodbye to him. The Undertaker bowed down to him. Ric Flair's crying legit, which of course became a joke later.
I mean, it was a joke then because it's like Big Show.
Yeah. But then he went to TNA and pissed away his entire legacy, more or less.
Yeah.
And, you know, then
that was unfortunate.
It was. So Terry Funk absolutely deserves to retire and not have to do any more hardcore matches at 72.
Yeah.
But my question is, Terry Funk does not remind me of before his wife got a hold of him, Hulk Hogan, or a Stone Cold Steve Austin. Terry Funk reminds me more of a Mickey Rooney from The Wrestler. And can he retire? Did he save his money?
Yeah, that's the thing.
What kind of condition is he going
to
be in?
I'm willing to say he can.
I hope so.
I definitely hope so. Give him a Legends contract.
Yes, he deserves a Legends contract.
Is Chainsaw Charlie going to be in?
He got that 2K? Road.
He was in a couple games ago, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Chainsaw
Charlie? Yeah.
Or 13. 13. That was the Attitude one. He has that Roadhouse money, though. He's good.
Roadhouse money? The movie came out in the 80s.
That's the movie I was named after. That's
why he's dead.
Aww.
He is.
Well, now he's not he's not cashing those checks.
Yeah.
Forward him to Funk.
Anyway. He deserves it. He was great in that movie.
Anyway.
He was.
Also, we should mention, we talked about whether we're going to mention this or not. If it's true, I do want to just mention because I really liked him.
Right.
There are rumors and reports that Rico Constantino, who you may remember from the Attitude Era, especially with 3 Count, 3 Minute
Warning.
3 Minute Warning. I'm so sorry.
3 Count.
I was really about to say that was Billy and Chuck.
3 Count coming out and doing all the Samoan drops.
But
love you, Shannon Moore.
The rumor is that he is in very poor health, like very poor health. And someone even said maybe early stages of dementia. I absolutely hope that's not true. These are unsubstantiated. We don't know for sure, but I hope it's not true.
Right.
I hope it's not true because I really love Rico. From everything I've ever heard, he's a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
And some of my best memories of that time period are him because he was so good.
Yeah.
I loved Rico.
Oh, yeah. And like he was a lot better than a lot of people gave him credit for, especially because in that Attitude Era,
lots of big names there.
Well, I mean, and lots of slurs were getting thrown his way.
Well,
and
like I said, one of my favorite stories from GameStop. Sorry, Don, I mean to cut you off
fine.
I think I've told the story before. Is I was working at GameStop at the time. Guy comes in and talks about how much he hates Rico and calls him those slurs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, wrestling is scripted.
He's a character, right?
But the guy didn't. You know, whatever.
Of course not.
Moron.
Anyway. Well, he actually hit him with a truck. Like,
I'm gonna
fight him.
Billy Hills. Sorry, that's the next show.
Wasn't he more Ruthless Aggression era?
He was. He was.
Yeah,
more
but
of
it's like that's
yeah.
like
yeah.
2002 to 2006.
He was also on American Gladiators.
He was.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping he does. He gets better. I'm really hoping he's.
Isn't
okay.
he like he's a cop?
He was a cop as well. Yeah,
yeah.
In Vegas, I want to say.
Yeah. So get well soon. Get back on the force.
Hopefully it's not true.
Yeah, we're
hopefully
hoping
it's just not true.
I mean, if we're hoping that it's not true. If it is true, we clearly
get
are sending
soon.
Our well wishes. So
you know, I was thinking. I don't want to be a downer. I'm not going to talk very much, but. You know who I'm going to be real sad when he passes away?
Oh, let's not talk about it. I know who it's going to be.
Who?
There's going to be a bunch. Yeah, I was going
to
say there's going
to
be a bunch of
them.
It's
the one we always go back to. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Moving on. Possible women's tournament. Fill me in on this one.
So,
I don't know this
yeah,
one.
There's rumors going around online that there have been talks backstage with how well the Dusty Classic went, the Dusty Tag Team Classic, and now the Cruiserweight Classic, that they want to do a similar kind of thing with gathering a bunch of independent women wrestlers.
That would be absolutely amazing because there are some really good ones out there.
Oh, there's, and I mean, one of the things that I would love to see, would be because Sarah Del Rey is the lead female trainer.
That's true.
At the Performance Center. Get her in the ring.
I wish this had been a while back though because there was one woman wrestler I always wanted to see and I never got to see in person, like live or in WWE. I don't want to pronounce her name. Minami Toyota. If you remember WCW versus NWO World Tour, she was the only female wrestler in that game.
Yeah.
because she was so good. And I've always wanted to see her wrestle, but I'm pretty sure she's retired at this point, unfortunately. But I'm excited about that. So many Japanese wrestlers, that would be fantastic.
Japanese wrestlers, I mean, even just bring back, you know, Molly Holly, if she's still going, Michelle McCool.
Blue Pants.
Trish. Maybe too big
Victoria.
For the tournament. I don't know about Trish.
I don't know. But I mean, there's a bunch, you could bring back some of the, you know, some of the...
Joy Giovanni?
Stop
Amy
it.
Weber?
Stop
no.
it.
Carmella Descar?
We're done.
But so, you know, some of the NXT, some of the, like, there's so many great independent women's wrestlers. Candice LeRae, who just got married to Johnny Gargano.
Joey Ryan's fiance.
Oh, and they could use Independent Woman by Destiny's Child as their theme song.
Stop it.
I'm gonna hit you with this.
I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
Oh, Lord. But yeah, so I mean, it's nothing's confirmed. Nothing. It's not like it's being planned. It's just that's an idea that apparently has been tossed around that is seemingly gathering steam.
I am for that.
Especially
more tournaments
because,
that showcase the independent.
And one of the things, like I think Reddit was talking about it. It might have been on one of the other websites talking about it. But it's like if they put the Dusty tag team classic on the network, do the cruiserweight thing again, and the women's tournament, you have like 35 weeks worth of content guaranteed on the network every year if you make them annual. So I mean those three alone would sell a year long subscription to a lot of people.
And it's not like they don't do this already. You know, there's like the King of Trios tournament that they do yearly. Mm-hmm. There's lots of tournaments that they do on
Battle
the independent
circuit. Battle of Los Angeles, PWG. Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff like that.
WWE should definitely. And I mean, I get that they kind of do it with like King of the Ring and stuff like that, but it's not the same.
I want them to bring back King of the Ring so bad. I am a sucker for just an old fashioned wrestling tournament.
Yeah,
I love tournaments.
Same.
Here's the one thing I don't want to see, though, because it's WWE, is they have a really bad habit of giving somebody a title like that, like of the whatever champion, and then doing absolutely nothing with it. Do you remember who won the Dusty Tag Team Tournament?
Finn Balor and Samoa Joe.
I wanted Chana to say it, but yeah.
I didn't remember.
That's my point. Like, of course,
I almost said American Alpha.
But they put it into,
That was the thing
that gave us the revival. I mean, they were the mechanics at the time.
Wasn't it the thing that also gave us American Alpha?
It was because Jordan needed a...
Gable was looking for a partner.
It's
for
also
it.
What gave us Ciampa and Gargano because they were brought in as a surprise. Like, I remember whenever they came in went through that. But no, like, it brought us a lot, but you don't remember who won it.
I do because they tied it into the Balor-Joe feud.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, like,
and they did it really well.
But we are NXT fans. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying Shannon hates NXT, but you don't follow it as much.
I watched NXT before you did.
I'm going to say that's not...
I was watching Jake Carter and Corey Graves tear things up back in the day.
Oh, no, I'm sad.
He was so handsome.
But yeah, so give us the tournament.
Definitely.
Do it.
Don't flip me off. Shelton Benjamin, I've had successful surgery. He's going to be out 6 months, you say. WWE still interested in signing him once he's better.
Yeah. He had rotator cuff surgery, which was deemed successful. And apparently Vince McMahon and Triple H are both like... fans of his work.
Of course.
Because they have eyes, apparently.
Should we make a joke about Jordan and Benjamin that Vince doesn't know the difference?
I think you just did.
Should they spray paint
his hair
gold?
I really want to see them wrestle.
I want to see them wrestle or tag team.
Because it's like, because then you can, no, not tag team, because that would mean Gable. King of Trios.
No, calm down. So hopefully 6 months we'll see him on the show.
People love Brock Lesnar when he does nothing but German suplexes, but y'all hate Scott Steiner. That's cute.
Whoa.
I don't know.
I'm not saying I give any simpy to Brock Lesnar.
No simpy.
And last but not least, before we get to the Clash of the Champions card, of El Patron going to AAA.
Yep.
El Patron, of course, is Alberto Del Rio, who reports came out today that WWE staff not sad that he's gone. There's a shocker.
Really?
The last time he was there, he slapped one of them.
Hulk Hogan deserved it.
Yeah, that's true.
That dude totally deserved it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, justified.
Cross arm breaker.
Yeah. What were you going to say about Hogan, Dalton?
I was saying Hogan wished he was just suspended.
Also, you know, that's kind of a news thing we didn't talk about, mentioning Hogan more. And didn't you say he did a voiceover
There was a thing for the network, and in two different spots of the commercial, like a 60-second spot, Hogan's voice appeared, and it wasn't like in the background. Like it was the main.
It was
thing.
The actual line.
It was like an actual line from Hogan, because I remember hearing it, and my ears perked up like a dog. Like not out of happiness, but of like, oh no.
Well, but no happiness because Hulk Hogan, if nothing else, absolutely deserves his place on the network and in WWE legacy.
Course.
Yeah,
he does. Like what? I don't want to see him on TV wrestling. Clearly, I wouldn't mind him in a role on TV because Hogan.
I would.
I don't want to see him on TV.
Hogan still has things he can give this business.
Yeah, it's the same things he gave
Impact
20 years ago in Impact with just over the top steroid cocaine yelling and putting himself over.
When Hogan was going to be the host or one of the judges on Tough Enough, remember?
He did a really good
before they had to, well, they pulled him.
Remember? Well, no, he got a couple episodes in.
But who, honestly, who better to teach young talent about certain aspects of the business than Hulk Hogan?
The Miz. That's your replacement.
He taught Daniel Bryan everything he knows.
That's all true.
I'm done. I'm aneurysming.
Day 170 of the nonstop Intercontinental Championship reign. Never ending.
Never.
Because he's the Miz.
So Clash of Champions
awesome.
Is Sunday.
You stepped over the Miz.
Also, Del Rio, Zeb Coulter did an interview, and they asked him about the Del Rio pairing, and he's like, yeah, I didn't like it, not because I don't think Del Rio's good, but just it didn't make storyline sense.
Not at all.
Like, they tried to do the whole, I don't want to build walls, I want to build bridges. But what he really wanted was to then bring in Jack Swagger and form like a little stable until Swagger turned on Del Rio and they went back to being heels, because he just kind of, while Zeb Coulter was gone, he wanted to be like making the list of people who wronged him and Del Rio being at top. Mm. Would have been so much better than just throwing him in the League of Nations.
Also, Del Rio is going to be at What Culture Pro Wrestling the next set of tapings. That's been their running trend. As the second somebody gets released, they bring him on for a show, because they've also had a Sandow.
Well, let me tell you something, Dalton.
They haven't gotten him yet.
They can't afford him.
I mean, he's got that Gawker money now.
Yeah, I was saying, he has all that money. He can now.
He's got one quarter of that settlement.
Like, because that's all they had.
Well, no, half of it went to Linda, and then quarter of it went to lawyers. So,
so like, really,
he's sitting like 10,000 deep.
Hey, that's 10,000.
That's Hogan. That's Hogan. Flush.
That's 10,000 more than I've got.
That's very
to be fair.
True.
All right, Clash of Champions is Sunday. We're going over the card real quick and just kind of give some brief notes about it. Alicia Fox versus Nia Jax. I love Alicia Fox. Damn. I'm glad they're doing something with her, but the fact that what they're doing with her is feeding her to Nia Jax so she can be destroyed, mm-hmm. I'm not so happy with. Whatever, as she's at least on the pay-per-view.
And that's that's the pre-show match, it was said.
Okay, so at least also, she's on the network.
or YouTube.
And
at least she's on the web.
One of the things that we talked about on when we were watching Raw is that the picture they're using for Jax, she looks just like the most likable person. Aces. Like, she has just this smile, and she just seems warm and friendly.
I bet she is.
And she absolutely is, because we've seen her on a Up, Up, Down, Down.
Yeah.
And she's just so, like, likable.
Likeable, yeah.
And the thing that I said was, man, it's a shame she's a bigger girl, because Vince will never let her be a face.
No.
Unless the fans force it. Well, no, and not even that, but if she is, we're gonna have to sit through nothing but Miss Piggy and fat jokes.
Yeah. My favorite line from Asa watching Raw together was, Asa said, she looks like your older sister's best friend who has no reason to be nice to you, but is. That's what Nia Jax looks like.
My older sister was addicted to meth.
Well,
also on the show, Cesaro versus Sheamus in the best of seven finals.
Okay, so I need to talk about this, because this best of seven started as whoever won would get the number one contendership for the United States Championship.
Yeah.
Like week three, or not week three, because they've been burning through these, like match three. Shane McMahon actually said, this is for the number one contendership to the WWE Universal Championship. Then they just started saying, whoever wins this is in line for a championship opportunity.
So they're just backtracking on it
So
constantly?
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they
I didn't know they were at seven matches. One of the matches was on a house show.
Yep.
They've really done nothing with this.
No.
Honestly, other than to showcase the fact that the two can wrestle, because they can.
Right.
I've always been a big Sheamus fan.
Yeah.
And I'm a big Cesaro fan, clearly.
Right.
Calculon Jr. over there just made a face.
You mean those two can wrestle really well in a series of No. Of course, this is ridiculous.
You remember the last two people that did a best of seven series? In WWE?
Booker T and Stevie Richards. Except that was for the United States. That was for the actual United States Championship.
In WCW.
Yeah.
I was wrong. It wasn't even in WWE.
Yeah, I was about to say, I thought it was going to be that.
Both of the heels, or both of the champions are heels, and so you got to assume that it's probably going to go to Cesaro. But what I'm really looking forward to is them just throwing away his championship match
have him
against
lose.
Either of them
yeah.
just on Raw.
Yeah. Clearly.
Like, it'll probably either be this coming week on Raw.
If Cesaro could somehow connect with the audience.
he just doesn't know how to get over with the audience. Like, he just really needs to reach for that brass ring.
I'm a
ring.
Killer, buddy.
Zayn versus Jericho. I don't have anything to say about that match. I really
Other
don't.
Than I'm looking forward to
it's
it.
Gonna oh, be, yeah. It's going to be a good match.
I love the idea that this entire feud between the two of them is because Chris Jericho is now Kevin Owens' best friend, and he dislikes the disrespect that he feels that Sami Zayn is giving him.
Bless you, Ethan.
Because Chris Jericho, just all-time great. Did you see
the bit where he smacked him in the head with the phone?
No.
Oh, yeah. And then I was like, oh, I didn't want to mess up the Jerrotron.
Because this run as Jericho heel kind of started iffy, except for the AJ Styles. AJ Styles. Yeah. But now where it's evolved to.
He turned it around, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's so good. He's so good.
He made a list this Monday on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
It was originally a
list. The list of Jericho. Yeah,
the list of Jericho was to say how bad Mick Foley was, and then it turned into just people I don't like. That's what it did.
Also good, Perkins versus Kendrick for the Cruiserweight title.
Whoop whoop.
Yeah, it's good, except on Raw, they debuted the Cruiserweight division on Raw for the first time. It's been hyped for weeks. They debuted four of the Cruiserweight stars. They debuted Brian Kendrick, Rich Swann, Cedric Alexander, and Grand Metalik. And they had an amazing four-way match. It was awesome. But you know who they didn't show? TJ Perkins. You know what they didn't show? The Cruiserweight Championship belt. You're going to give away the Balor Demon because you're going to assume that no one knows what it is or how they're going to react to it, but you're not going to show the actual Cruiserweight champion.
Yeah, I was a little shocked that they did so poorly with the Cruiserweights on Raw.
It's disgusting. Started already. And you know what? And and this is what I told Dalton, which Dalton actually had the line of the night when Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann were chopping the just Jesus out of each other. Like, pretend to hit each other.
Yeah,
fake stop punch it. Each Fun, other. Fake punch
well,
each other.
When they're so little, it doesn't hurt.
I'm going to hurt you. But no, but you're right, because they are doing the X Division. So now you have Happy Black Guy Who Dances, Generic Luchador, and Brian Kendrick.
Brian Kendrick. Really?
They're calling him the Brian Kendrick, but every time, the Michael Cole interview was just Brian Kendrick. His nameplate just says Brian Kendrick.
That's a different character. That was a way different character than what he is
but,
now.
And so he kind of is going full on heel, but he's the only one that has any sort of character.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's doing great with it.
Well,
and,
I don't know. Kofi Kingston did well as just Happy Dancing Black Guy, right?
The New Day did great whenever that was their gimmick.
He's going to go down as one of the most decorated superstars of all time.
And Randy Orton didn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
Rusev versus Reigns for the U.S. title. Again, we could talk about these things forever because some of these matches just upset us, like Rusev versus Reigns. So I don't want to talk about it too much. I don't like the match. I don't want Rusev to lose. But at the end of the night, he gets to go home to Lana and his muscles. So who's the winner?
Lana.
Reigns will go home and just jerk his arm, if you know what I mean.
With an Adderall bottle. That's what he got.
Suspension.
Yeah.
Charlotte versus Sasha versus Bayley for the women's title. Dana Brooke not a part of it for some reason, but it looks like they're building towards Dana Brooke versus Charlotte. So be ready for more Charlotte shenanigans as they build towards that feud. Sasha and Bayley will quickly be pushed down to, sort of on the show, but not really, even though the boss is legit. She put out a picture today wearing a new Sailor Moon shirt that she had customized.
I meant to send that to you.
I saw it.
Yeah,
I loved
figured you
it.
Did.
New Day versus Gallows and Anderson for the tag titles. Also important to note, Gallows and Anderson confirmed for DLC for 2K17. That's awesome.
Yep.
And then Owens versus Rollins for the Universal title, which I want to say one thing about it real quick. Bret the Hitman Hart came out today, I think, and said that he really likes Rollins as a wrestler, and he's just trying to help him get better. Because he's been very, very vocal against Seth
Rollins. You know what would be a really good idea? Texting him. Instead of putting it on social media and being like, oh, he's dangerous. How about you shoot him a text? I'm sure you can get his phone number.
Yeah, that can't be that hard. I don't like what they're doing with Rollins. The end of Raw had him coming out to save Roman Reigns from the 2-on-1 beatdown.
Yeah, if they're building back towards the Shield reunion. Mm-mm.
Not even that, because I hate the idea. It's one of my least favorite wrestling tropes. I've talked about it before. Just because we're both good guys means we're friends again, and I'm going to rescue you. No, especially because he's still feuding with Stephanie McMahon. But now Stephanie McMahon is mostly a face, except when she's dealing with Rollins. And
it's
not just these characters have different layers, and it's not just, vanilla babyface, vanilla heel. Everyone has these complexities, but they don't.
It's they have a illusion of complexity, but it's as basic as it can be. And I get what they're trying to go for. It is the enemy of my enemy is my friend, but in a case of Rollins and Reigns, that should absolutely not be the case. There's way too much history there for them to ever get along.
To just automatically like, oh, I'm going to save you from Owens and Rusev.
Like, I even bought Wyatt and Reigns teaming up more than this.
Yeah.
And those two, I mean, clearly had huge history together. Maybe it's because Bray Wyatt did such an amazing job as a face for 10 minutes before he got hurt.
Ah, that was so sad.
Upset about
he
that.
He deserves so much better.
Okay, Clash of Champions is Sunday. That's the card. We're going to be here at the Podzilla 1985 Wink Studios watching it together. It's
like Stephanie McMahon's office. It's just a room with a plant and two monitors.
It should be a good show. We're excited about it.
Yeah.
Someone put a question on
I'm
the teleprompter.
I'm excited to see some of it.
Just say it in upspeak. Are you excited about it? Yeah?
Yeah? All right. So we're going to do that. And that is going to do it for this week's episode of Pro Wrestling Unscripted, the normal show. But stay tuned, because part two of Pro Wrestling Unscripted is coming at you very soon, featuring our preview of the real important show this weekend, Cape Championship Wrestling, Best of the Best. That's coming up next. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next week with normal PWU, an hour full of intrigue, news, and midgets. And let's bump the table. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you in a few minutes. Have a good night.